The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally Monday, the first day of the week, July 27th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. I'm trying to change the dynamics of today's conversation. I think it's going to be entertaining enough. I think it's going to be even risky. So it's risky, you know, inbox Dwight to say, Dwight, you got to listen to the show just in case you got to inbox me immediately and say, no, Nuri, you can't go that way because Urkas be listening. I'm going to have a risque show to my topic. I just changed it. My topic will need people to call in. See, this is not me because I don't tend to risk anything. I tend to do the same thing every day, right? I make it entertaining. People are engaged. People call in and say, I need to have a copy of the show just so they can do their own research. But in order for this particular show to work, I need people to call in and give their input because I don't have. I'm going to tell you what today's show is going to be about. Some well-known Bahamian scandals or crazy stories that this young generation would not be aware of. Now, some of these conversations, I prefer you do not say the name of the people in, unless it's like long, 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 long time ago where we can establish that, yeah, that is true, right? But there are some conversation we need to have because I think we forget with these things. I wrote a piece of note. Okay, there it is. I have to bend down and get it. Give me 2 seconds. So if you hear that quiet tone, that's me bending down to go pick up this piece of paper. There you go. I'm back. There are some cases that went by over our heads that we are forgetting. We're no longer talking about. It's a mystery, right? Like, who killed Hal Taylor? Is this something that we should be bringing forward and discussing again and again and again, or let it slide by? That lady, the American woman who went missing, that Taylor Casey, gone missing. We don't even talk about it no more. She's just gone. Is that something that we supposed to be talking about? And don't forget the Rochella Woodside, who they used to call Dada. She and then that teenage boy who became an adult, 18, whilst missing. When they saw him on the camera, what, 1 minute at one point in time, right, leaving the house, going into a car when he's like 16, 17. And 2 years later, nothing. You can't just go missing in New Providence, the Bahamas, and nobody know where you gone, and that people forget. So there are a number of other stories I want to bring about to start the conversation that more than likely a generation before me, 60-year-olds, 70-year-olds, 55-year-olds should know about. Like, one example. Do you know, and I need someone to call to give this, to give more details about it, that at one point in our history, whilst Sir Lyndon was going to Abaco, when Abaco wanted to separate themselves and be a separate country altogether, a few Bahamians do that too, that Abaco made a petition to the queen to say, hey, queen, being with these peculiar, we don't want no independent. We want to be under the United Kingdom. So we want to secede. Hopefully I pronounced it correctly. From the Bahamas, who calling themselves independent. And we want to be an independent country still, or independent of that country, the Bahamas, that is. And this is the scandal here. someone planted dynamite under the bridge, and their goal was to blow up the prime minister. I need someone to call who knows that story to say, well, yes, they heard it. Yes, that is true, or something like that, right? I need someone to call and talk about these bygone eras, what I call bohemian scandals or crazy stories that the younger generation just don't know. One point in time, there was this Hannah boy, who murdered his mother, his father, and his sister. He's still like a young boy, 16, 17 at this present time, right? And he took the body and carried to Gladstone Road. I need someone who knows that story. How does that story go? There's another story in some place in Donottage Estate, that's off Bernard Road, where this gentleman murdered his wife and buried her under some cement under the step. That's a part of Bohemian history too. And I need someone to call in to tell me that story. Like, who was that? Who did that? Did anyone familiar with that particular story? Anyone familiar with the story when they bombed the Honorable Norman Solomon's car? Anyone knows that? Is that a myth? Anyone familiar with someone? And they claim that Norman Solomon, part of his story is that during the drug era of the Bahamas, 1970s, whatever it is, where we had issues in the Bahamas, he swam to Norman's Key and recorded the dealings. He was a member of Parliament, Norman Solomon, the Honorable Rep. Norman Solomon, and he recorded the deal, and he came to the House Assembly and said, this is what's happening in the Bahamas, and it must stop. And right after that, they bomb his car. Try to kill him. Are you familiar with that story? Or those stories just going to just disappear, evaporate and disappear, right? There's a number of stories I want to read into the record. I see I have a phone call here. Let me engage this caller just in case they can add to the stories that I have, or have another story that they can add to stories. Because just remember, they had this American who was a serial killer. I'm going to look for that right now. He was a serial killer living on Paradise Island. This is like in the 80s, right? I was young. And he was murdering Americans. He came here to the Bahamas. He was a tourist, right? And he was targeting other tourists. He's a serial killer. Black man. And I can look for that because they had Angels of Hell? I can remember that soon. We even kill a king here. Crown Prince or some sort like that, right? And I said, these stories are part of our Bohemian history things. Scandals are happening inside the Bahamas. And I think people are forgetting. Let's see, Nuri, we're talking about things that Bohemians forgot that people should still talk about. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, CA.
Good morning. How you doing, man?
Yeah, all right. That's the dark side of the Bohemian history. It's only going to rehash and perhaps bring back memories to the families and then the victims, you know. But I remember Colin Hicks.
Colin Hicks.
Was the gentleman. He was he had stylist or something like that. But I remember as a young boy, you know, I loved to read, and I used to follow the news a lot, but I remember Colin Hicks, who killed his wife and buried her somewhere in Fort Hill.
On the staircase. I remember something like that. I remember reading.
And the late, great Obie Dyer Bilstrom did time in jail for that because he didn't reveal his source as a journalist. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
And I think Colin Hicks committed suicide.
Oh,
in prison.
Thanks for the reminder. Go ahead.
Yeah, he committed suicide. So the family never got justice for that act that he did. Mm. You know, he committed suicide in prison. Then we had Shubeke. That was his name.
See, that's the Revenges of Death, the American. Go ahead. Tell me about him.
But I think for killing the flight attendant, Desiree Davila.
You killed three Americans over PI.
But the see the dark side, and I was much, much, much too young to follow up on Norman Solomon. You know, but I heard that that's a part of that. That's a part of history. But we had some dark history. We had some, and then the Hanna guy killed his parents, murdered his parents in Dalnorish State back in the '80s.
So that's the Hanna one I was speaking about. Where I think he took the body all the way to Gladstone Road. He said he was hearing voices.
Used a bicycle to get back home.
But he swear he didn't do it at one point in time.
I don't know what you say.
At one point in time, he swore he didn't do it.
Yeah, he swore. Did he ever admit it, to doing it?
I know he's still in prison right now, and they're supposed to be deliberating whether to let him out. But he said.
And as a Charles Red advocate, you know, you remember Cordell Farrington,
talking
the missing boys in Freeport.
Ah,
with outside in Freeport, he started off killing Jay Grant, whose body was never found.
Mm-hmm.
And Marcuson told us, you know, you're for kids who would have lost their life. And remember CA. And I don't want to bring up too much, but then this is history. This is the dark side of history. Remember the butcher?
Talk to
me. Who worked at City Market, who was going about killing people. He ended up killing the late, great Tony Seymour as well.
That ain't the one who killed the hackers?
Yes, he was the hacker.
I remember being terrified because I was a packing boy, and they said, if you catch one of the hackers would kill you.
Right, right. But there are things that we should remember, and hopefully we could. They never happen again. You know, they never happen again because they were the dark side of our time. There are so many persons back in the 80s were losing their lives. But then we still got to, you know, commemorate the missing boys in Freeport, the 7 missing boys who ended up dead.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to do some sort of memorial and reference with those young boys.
And I agree with you.
You know,
one of the sad things about that case, that's Cordell Farrington, was that him? He was helping the authorities search for the missing boys.
Exactly. Exactly. It reminds me, too, of the gentleman who was stationed in police officers back in the day. Remember when they were targeting police station?
Yes, yes, I remember. The names won't come to mind.
And I think a police was involved in that too.
Yes.
And that's one of my neighbors who was a police. He said, as a matter of fact, the guy who was involved, who was a police officer, they was patrolling at one point together.
Mm-hmm.
And he never knew that he was a part of that, you know. But they are all things that should be recorded in the annals of our history, and from time to time we need to, you know, recognize that because those persons are already dead and gone on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something, things that I used to follow back in the day when I was into pouring the news and reading the newspapers and stuff like that. So I was able to remember those things very vividly.
And I appreciate you calling and adding to it. Right. I'm hoping more people call in and add to whatever you said already. And thanks very much for that. This text says, who killed Patrick Kemp 24 years ago? He lived an alternative lifestyle. Let me clear that. The guy who buried his wife in the steps, who supposed to hang, committed suicide in prison. Okay. American, Mr. Schubeck, did the murders in the 60s or the 70s. I mentioned Schubeck earlier. Let's go to the next caller there. Guiding Radio AM, as I read through some of these texts. Go ahead, caller.
I have to make one correction. It was not Colin Hicks that buried his wife in the step in Fox Hill.
Go ahead.
In apartments in Fox Hill, it was John Hicks, the beautician.
Okay. Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Yes, he grew me up. And there also, Colin Hicks was the one that killed his girlfriend. I think she used to work the Bahamas here. You know, but the biggest story that never been solved in the Bahamas that I can think of and before my time was the Harry Oaks, where he was killed and burnt in his bed in the Keyes Village area.
Yes.
Where his house was, we call it, when I was growing up, we used to ride our bicycles going back there. We call it the Haunted House.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay? Thank you, man.
And I remember they put feathers around in the bed and burned the bed, suggesting that it was implicate black people would be involved in it. Saying, no, there's some kind of magic was involved in the murder, right? Boy, there were some strange days. Let's read this text. Says, good day, the name of the old bridge. No, I can't read that. Okay. The murder of John Higgs, not Colin Higgs, the person's texting to. It was Colin Vaughn Evans' case of murder. Also, it was the Little Unks murders. And the Little Unks one was a gentleman who was shooting up at the police officers' stations. And I think he made a sexual assault of some pastor's wife of some sort at one point in time. I think they had murdered that one. Let's go to the calls. Guardian Radio AM, you live? Go ahead, caller. Call you there? Let's move on to the next one. Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Hello.
Hello. Turn on your radio and go ahead.
Yeah. One of the incidents with the text was the reason that the problem and you see the justification for that?
You're a little muffled, Virgil, killed when one of three men were convicted for that murder. The former, that was 2 decades ago. Yeah, man. That was a sad time. Okay. Thank you very much, caller. Thank you very much, caller. Next text says, the beach warden killing. I remember at one point in time, they found like 3 bodies on the beach, buried on Paradise Island Beach. Tourist people, white women. And there was a serial killer happening on Paradise Island. I don't remember the details about that, but I remember it happening. And if you know any more detail on that, call in and let me take him. Say, CA, I admire your bravery to do investigative journalism, but you are treading in some dark, dark waters. I'm a dark, dark person. You ever see me? I ain't so dark that I block out the sun. Say, up your security, please, because the government and the Royal Bahamas Defense Force know exactly who killed these people. I don't know if the police know who killed these people, but we can talk about it. We can talk about it, Texas. The biggest case that wakes anyone up was the Harold Taylor murder, unsolved. Also, the murder of Thaddeus McDonald, unsolved. We still need justice. And it just, to me, it seems like they stop asking questions. That's why I can bring it up. Let's go to the next caller there, Kermit. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Go ahead. Okay, let's go to the next one. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning. How you doing?
Yeah, I, like Cleaver, was an avid reader from a child, right? So, Cleaver, as you relate to the shooting with the guys targeting police officers, don't forget that was Mark Tynes. Remember Mark Tynes who was hanging in the plaza when they first opened up the Golden Gate Shopping Center? And then they had to camp down on Michael Road. He was at Tynes. I remember Mark. I couldn't remember that some of the other fellas. But also, with the situation with Higgs from Fox Hill, right, Mr. Newry?
Go ahead.
The guy was correct on his first name, but I actually knew where that apartment was because a friend of mine lived. It was right next, before you reached the gas station. I actually know where the stairwell is. We used to pass it all the time. Mm-hmm. Because there was, I think they ended up putting a hole in the wall, like when you build a staircase and a piece underneath, and there's a little curb to go up. That's exactly where they found the body. But as it relates to the Black Seal Killer, I read an article on that. That happened before my time, but I didn't know too much about that. But the Kevin Hanna and I, along with Ferreira, Ken Kerr, the Kerry guy that runs the National Trust, would have walked the halls of COB at the same time. They were ahead of me. But Kevin and I, a guy named Ron Pinder, who lives just before he reached Perry Christie, I remembered him well. We were friends because he drove a Porsche to school. So that was kind of unusual. So I always remembered him. I had a little MG, but he drove a Porsche. And so we would have known Kevin very well. As a matter of fact, we were surprised when he was accused of it. But I remember on my way to work to Radisson, you know where the IMAX is? But that hill you take just where you go up by IMAX, yes. You know, when they close up the road.
That's a Gladstone Road hill.
You used to come around and come back on the highway to go to the airport. I saw the car smoking on my way to work. When I reached the work, I told Jerome Sawyer, old man, Mr. Sawyer, about it. Now what happened is this car was run off the embankment and it was smoking. I didn't pay it any mind. And I found out subsequently in the news that was actually where he had dumped the bodies. Mm-hmm. And so this would have been around 6:30, between 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm heading on my way to work. Mm-hmm. So I was actually familiar with the situation with Norman Solomon. I remember as a young child seeing footages of very prominent politicians sitting at a table with Carlos Lido. I don't know who it was documented by. And there was a politician at one time in the black and white footages passing some objects on the boat, et cetera, et cetera. You don't have to call their names. Mm-hmm. But I saw this was actually on NBC, et cetera, et cetera. But Also, I'm the only person we're missing here could actually give you a lot of details is Mr. Paul Thompson. And so I remember officers, I don't know if you mean in Allen Bryce, and the other guy name was Elvis, they were caught bringing in silencers, et cetera, et cetera. I think they were plotting to kill DK. I can't remember, but it's kind of vague. But the stories are still there, Nui. The stories are still there. And then also, as it relates to Sahari Oaks, I read the book. So the gentleman said, the kids here, no, Sahari Oaks house would have been, if I orientate myself properly, would be where the Breezer site is, and that building next to it. That's the area. So it wasn't out by the caves. It wasn't out by the caves. Because the taxi driver who was an integral partner, his thing was Levi Johnson, I think. And he was living up there St. Peter time. So if you read the book, you'll be more orientated. But every time reporters came down from London and asked, killed, as a matter of fact, they found a reporter at the Aaron Bailey Blue Hole subsequently. And then I think they found some other reporter dead on Bay Street somewhere, around Elizabeth Victoria Avenue area. You have to read the book. The book is very intriguing. As a matter of fact, I'm wondering why they never make a movie out of it.
Mm.
And they gave details of people like Maya Lansky them, and people coming into Life at Key in the guise of the night, et cetera, et cetera. It says all type of dubious activity. But he was murdered. They tried to pin it on his daughter's fiancé, Dave Marini, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And A.F. Adley ended up representing the status quo law. It's a good book. It's a good read. Give thanks, yeah.
I appreciate it. There's also remember those two boys who went missing in Andres? They were missing in the pine forest for 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks, and people gave them up as dead. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, they just show up. They didn't lose no weight. They was happy and smiling. People asked, "Where were you for the past 4 or 5 weeks?" Right? They said they was lost. They was getting fed by birds. Right? Strange. I see I got a number of texts mentioned Lil Unks. If anyone know who Lil Unks is, you can always call. There's one text mentioned the haunted house of Collins Avenue. We've had a show about that before. Oh, that was a sad time. I remember seeing the pictures because that's when WhatsApp, I think, first came about, right? When we just started getting WhatsApp and they started forwarding the pictures of Nellie Day and the graphic, and then the assailant, the murderer, had her name on the cutlass. And I remember as a young boy crying and saying, how can we have him go to jail? We got to deal with that person. Let's go to the next caller there. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live. Kermit Prashtra, call it there through for me, please. Go ahead, caller. You live. Call you there. Call the girl once. Call again twice. The number today are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And if you're calling from the Family Island, it's 242-357-20. And if you want to text us, you can text us at 422-4796. Let's go back to that caller there again, Kermit. Guiding Radio AM, you're live. Turn down your radio and go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead.
Hello?
You're live. Okay, you got to get cut off. I was trying to get you to talk, but you got to get caught off. Let's go, caller. Guiding Radio AM, you're live.
Hi, CA, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. The most memorable murder for me happened a couple decades ago. A preacher's son got a young girl pregnant. And he took her and her sister to what used to be the Prince George Dock, long before it was expanded the way it is now. And that was where the cruise ships came. And this was about midnight. So he took these two young girls to the Prince George Dock and pushed them overboard.
What?
The sister. Well, there were two sisters. One of the sisters was able to survive. I don't know. I can't remember if somebody helped her up, but she was able to survive and tell the story.
My Lord.
Yeah, and that was about 3 or 4 decades ago.
30 years ago. There you go.
Yeah, so it's not an unsolved murder because everybody knew who he was, then he was charged and convicted.
We have some
Yes.
Some bad things happen inside this country.
Oh, listen. As someone who used to read the newspapers every day, it is unbelievable some of the things that have happened. But that's my story.
I appreciate you. I
have no problem.
I have this text says, around the 70s and 80s, a man killed his wife and then took his two kids and drove them off Clifton Pier. He and one of the kids died and one lived, right? Yeah, that's one of the texts there. And these people, some people giving a testimony of their loved ones transitioning. Between two, a girl, her best friend, I think, the Rami also, and someone else was found in a house through Wilson Track. I'm really not sure. All was killed. Some were saying the young girl was dating a guy in jail, and when he came out, he killed them all. Interesting. Let's read some more text here. Say, Mrs. Hall, wife of Captain Hall, an avid jogger killed by a taxi driver in Coral Harbor. Her son is my family good friend. Okay. The young Dava lady that was killed. So it seems that a number of people have some stories that they're willing to share, right? This text says, the LGBT community knows who killed Carl Taylor, and the slow guy who never hurt a fly was charged for murder for three tourist ladies, and all he did was say one all day in Nassau Village. But Sir Harry Oakes' murder was so vicious and evil. I wish justice would serve, and I'm 99% sure we live under the murder rule to this day. Name it, sorry, the person giving initials and stuff like that. They're trying to solve the murder right here. Say, CA, the flight attendant who killed Desiree Darville, name was Collins Evans. He was also responsible for killing a white lady in Coral Harbor who was the pilot who Evans worked with wife. He also killed his brother's wife. This person was killing everybody, man. My gosh. Let's go back to the caller. Guardian Reader AM, you're live.
Yeah, boy, you're hot today.
I know the hot, right? There's a number of people texting me telling their stories. I'm trying to get through it and read.
Anyway, I think that Norman Solomon, Carlos Lito, it needs to be clarified.
Go ahead.
Okay? Because at the height of the drug trade, Solomon actually, he went to Norman's Key.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in the, up to the, He was walking in the water,
mm-hmm.
up to the line, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the guys with the guns were trying to like chase him out of the area. And the guys thought he was crazy, okay? Because he told them, it's my right to walk on any beach in the Bahamas up to the high water line. And I think his involvement actually drew attention to the problem, to our problem. And Norman was instrumental in drawing attention toward the problems drugs were having in this country. Understand me?
Yeah, man, I hear you, and I agree with you. I remember an interview they had with him where he said he swam to Norman's Key and he brought the photographs that he took to the House of Assembly and said, we have an island in the Bahamas that the government, through not doing enforcing the laws, is allowing them to orchestrate the whole drug dealing thing.
Hey, he saved a lot of Bahamians, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Norman Solomon is a national hero, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, buddy.
Okay, thanks very much, man.
All right.
So I see this text will want me to read craziness, which I'm not going to, suggesting all kind of persons who they believe killed Hal Taylor. And no, I shan't read that. I shan't read that at all. Okay, let's go back to the phone, not the phone lines, the back. I got sent a write-up about the mystery of the missing boys in Grand Bahama. I remember being young and being around their age of the missing boys, right? They said, at one point in time, they said they all worked for the food store. I used to be packing groceries in the food store in New Providence. And even though this happening in Grand Bahama, I remember, my God, they even had it as some kind of ritual happening, targeting young boys. I remember there was a story about, and people was writing all kind of strange things back in their desperation and their fright. They mentioned that a mystical creature was hunting young Bohemian boys. That was trending at one point in time. So I remember when they couldn't find anybody to charge, and they were just interviewing people. Bohemians were just desperate. So I remember that. This person says, the Kevin Hanna story, every time I pass that house, which is said to be the house it happened to, I'm like, I wonder if anyone lives there. Okay, I think that's one in the Nordage estate one. Going through these texts and what I can actually read, right? But who knows that we killed Bahamas. I'm not saying Bahamians, because we had a number of situations where Americans came into the Bahamas and they took opportunity, and like that Shoeback one. I need Google Shoeback. Somebody Google Shoeback for me and send me that link, because that was a serious one. Because like I said, they had tourists popping up there all over the place, and this American guy came to the Bahamas and just was murdering everybody, and he was captured in the United States. All kind of FBI and things. They had the Bahamian police officers going crazy, interviewing, couldn't explain how this person get over the PI and going in and out of these hotels and committing these crimes. So again, it was found out that he believed that he's like some kind of Hell's Angels, and the dog was talking to him. The dog was talking to him, and the dog was... They had a documentary on it. And like I said, they also had a crown prince who was living in the Old West, and he was found dead. He was inside a hotel of some sort. So we had like big dignitaries who had found dead here in the Bahamas, murdered viciously. Let's go to the phone calls again. Guardian Radio AM, you live? Go ahead, caller, you live? Don't listen to the radio. Come talk directly to me. Yeah, you have to delay. Go ahead, caller, you live? Any minute I got to hang up.
Hello.
Hey, yeah, go ahead.
Hey, man, hey, and the irony in the Franklin case, right, is that a Bahamian profiler who was employed by the FBI came over here, and he gave them a description of what kind of person they were trying to find. Mm. And his description, it fit the guy to a T. Now, we have talent all over the world, you know. We have talent all over the world, man. And if that talent could just come home, man.
Mm. Yes, we do have talented people all over the world and doing big things. Yeah, man, I appreciate that.
All right.
It says, this text says, Michael Shoeback, that was the late 60s, early 70s when that happened. This text says, what about the Maxo Tito case? Who killed a young girl from Bernard Road? Darnell was her name, I think. And graduated L.W. Young, I think. She was like 14 or 15 years old. They found her body. That person did a number on the lady. I think that's the one who buried the lady into a grave. Yeah. And that was dubbed the worst of the worst. But he appealed it, and he did. I think he didn't get it, got, because they was trying to have him get hanged for that. And then as he appealed for that, it said it was not one of the worst of the worst. And then we have supposed to be from then defining what worst of the worst is. And we're still struggling to define exactly what's the worst of the worst. So we have people who are not getting dealt the death penalty, because we have yet to define what is the worst of the worst of murders in the Bahamas. This text says, when this girl ex-boyfriend shoot up her in a family house, and he end up shooting and killing her little brother,
They go in, these people texting, going in detail about certain things right now. I'm just trying to go through to see what exactly I could read and should not read. A number of people, gentlemen, right? I remember the case about the woman who killed a nun at Our Lady's church. I thought that was worse, wasn't the worst of the worst. She came there. She used to work at Our Lady's church as the cleaner, and she and another person entered Our Lady's office, right? Entered Our Lady's office and saw the nun, or the nun caught them while she was stealing, and she unalived the nun, right? I thought that was sad. They said the nun here serving the community, and the woman knew the nun and decided, just because she wanted to rob, to unalive the nun. That was sad. But let's go to this next caller there, Kermit. Guiding Radio AM, you live. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
You're live. Turn on your radio and go ahead.
Randy, how are you? Hello?
Turn on your radio and go ahead. You're live.
This Talking Head?
No, this is not Talking Head. It's Guiding Radio AM with C. Henry.
Oh, well, see, Nuri.
Yeah, it's Nuri.
Nuri, they want to find out this, that you, if you get on ground land, right, and the government give you your acknowledgement letter and all your paperwork in, and the government tell you go ahead and start something, then someone else could come there and just break it down?
It shouldn't happen like that. You should get recompense if that happens. If government give you the grant. And
hello?
If government give you the title for the land and someone
else... No, not the title. They give you the acknowledgement letter.
But you don't get title yet?
No, you don't get the title.
So it's not yours yet?
It's getting back to you.
No, they're getting back to you just to make a decision on whether they plan to give it
That's
to you.
That's what they said in the acknowledgement letter. They're checking other stuff.
Yes, they're checking to see if they can give it to you. They haven't finished checking to see if they can give it to you.
And they send somebody else out of it to break it down and carry it?
Because you only have no rights to the land yet. You have to wait until they give it to you. It's not
No, yours. They get, but they said go ahead and secure your land.
You secure it by putting a fence there, not building it.
And they break it down your foundation. It's okay for them just to come in and break down your foundation.
You ain't supposed to put no foundation on it. It's not your land.
You're supposed to secure your land.
Secure means put a fence.
No, the people in Lands and Surveys say, go and secure your land.
So, but, okay.
They didn't decide directly how to do these things.
Find out what secure means. What secure means?
Secure.
Yeah,
you secure it the best of your ability.
I don't know what it means. I don't know what your ability
means. Then you're securing something because you want something so you can take care of it. Secure it.
Yes, what secure
means?
So people can realize
someone is already... securing this, or you secure it. So, like, how you get fish? You can't leave it out. You're trying to secure it. You put it in the freezer.
Yes.
Right?
But you don't build the fish.
Okay.
What you're doing is you're not securing the land. You're building on the land.
I securing my land.
No, no, no.
So
you
don't want to come and do what they do.
No, no. You didn't secure it. You build on it.
No. The government said go and secure your land. Yeah.
You're supposed to build a fence.
Build on it. They didn't tell you don't do that.
You mark it out because it's not yours.
They didn't tell you don't do that.
They assume that people would know what secure means.
But your application has been in, so they could just overlook you and give it to their friends. You're saying it's okay.
The government has a right to determine who
to give it to their friends. No, I'm asking you, do the government have the right to give it to their friends?
The government have a right to give it to who they want to give it to.
Just overlook the poor Bahamian man. I just give it to
the person who they give it to, but it might be poor also.
No. They're not.
They're not poor. But like I said, your job is to secure it, was just to mark it
up.
Yeah,
but I was doing that. Well, that's where the problem comes. It's time to die. Well, you got to kill me because I spend over a couple thousand trying to secure it. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day.
Yeah, my pleasure, sir.
This party bringing civil war to the Bahamas.
Yeah, and I feel your frustration, and I don't want to diminish your frustration, because I see you have a claim. You're frustrated that you started building on land that you didn't have title to. You made application for the government to give you this land. They said, okay, go and show us which land you want, secure it, and then we'll look into seeing if you can get it. And then you decided to bill on it, and the people send people and say, man, no, you can't bill on this. And hopefully you find some kind of remedy. Go see your MP. See where your application is. See where your application is and see if you still have access or chance to get the land. That's the best I can tell you right now. Let's take this quick commercial break. Guiding Radio AM. We're talking about things that happened yesteryears that we forget about, right? Yeah. You can't forget that we have a missing boy who, when he gone missing at 16, he's now 18, 19, and we haven't found him yet. Something wrong with that. We'll be right back.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pin from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
The Blue Heart is the global symbol for human trafficking. It represents solidarity with the victims and a commitment to ending the exploitation of human lives. See the Blue Heart, know the cause.
Percy's pension plan is now accepting applications. Deposit $25 and you are officially in the running for a weekly salary of up to $1,000 a week for a full year. Applications close September 8th. Apply now at theislandgame.com. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
But it's after 11:45. It's Percy's Island game time, right? Attention, all Island game players. Percy's pension plan is now accepting application. Deposit a mere $25, and you are officially in the running for a weekly salary up to $1,000 a week for a full year. Application closes September 8th, so you need to apply now at islandgame.com. I would encourage you to do that quickly. The application closes on September 8th in September. Soon, come. I got a text saying that, let me see what the text says. Says Kevin Hanna was out from December last year. I guess his time is spent. I think, what happens when you was in prison for 20 odd years and you release? Like, what does the steps of preparing you. Or you are you prepared in prison? So when you come up, you can live here, halfway house, we can get you a job, right? How do you acclimatize a person who's been locked up for so long, or live their young, or live their adult life? Oh, yeah, this text says, did you notice what the previous caller say? He said, it's time to die. He ain't going to no MP. I just think the caller was frustrated. I understand that when you finally get a piece of land, piece of the rock, and that nobody's paying attention to you, and then all your hard earnings you spend on building things, piece, and someone come and bulldoze it. I feel his frustration. I'm just saying that no title for the land. So now it's time to speak to your MP and find out where is the title. See if they can speed that up. You may have to sue somebody. That might take some time. But if you could at least get the title of the land now, you can at least leave that to your children or to your loved ones in general. Let's go to this next caller. Guiding Radio AM, you live. Go ahead, caller.
What?
You're live, that's you.
Oh, hi, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How you doing today?
Wonderful, wonderful. But I really identify with the caller who would have invested all of that money,
mm-hmm.
only to, so it sounds like they've given out several letters on that one property. And like they do with all, listen here, Nuri, I like your sarcasm to some degree. Some degree your sarcasm really is make me want burn down, you know, like the caller say, he ain't talking no more. Okay, somebody got dead.
Do I got to pray for you? You can't be threatening death, though.
Reach to that, because that's where we're coming. See, those who've occupied, they're ready. They got everything. All I can say is everything with a capital E to the G. they ready. Since us who've been sleeping, and that's why we get everything taken from us. And I can understand his frustration. Because when you would have gone through all of that, just trying to secure, boy, and the audience, listen, Nuri, I really appreciate your talk shows, and I really appreciate your bringing a lot of things to the consciousness of people. And our people got to stop sleeping, man. The human people sleeping. And they like this office job with penny makeup and pantyhose and coat suiting. Look here, go in the land. Mm. That's why we get our land take from us. Because these people in the land, but we in offices.
Mm.
Okay, Nuri, thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you, ma'am.
Platform going.
Yes, ma'am.
Keep the energy going, and God bless you, baby. But I can understand his frustration.
No, I feel for him. I feel for him, and I felt his pain, and I realized.
Sorry?
I felt his pain, and I realized it when he started getting defensive.
Listen,
I said,
Nuri,
Lord,
let me give you a reality check, because I understand where you're talking from, mm-hmm. and the school you went to, and et cetera, as a government, catching the bus like that.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I could see the fire coming.
Lord.
If the people don't get taken care of, and see, there's no separation. Okay, so some people, them who are suffering in their country, need to come to our country, because our country peaceful people.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't come here and you don't take over.
Mm-hmm.
But they're taking over, mm-hmm. and the government is letting that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they're putting nothing in place for Bahamians. And they're just saying, who bring the money and who play the game?
Hmm.
That's why I listen, slew them. Slew them, caller. Because that's the only thing that can work. If you don't strike, if you don't shut this country down, and if you don't show these people, listen, yeah, we ain't working for you no more, man. Only the Haitians, only the other people working. And there's 150,000 documented of them in our 400,000. You do the math. You've been to private school, I've been to government, but I understand what 150,000 means to 400,000. I understand that's almost half.
I can have a show on this and have you call in and talk about it. Because I feel your
talk
vexation.
About, well, I want to talk about nothing, man. I want to see results. I'm tired of talking. I'm 52.
Yeah.
Me and 52 is of the same mindset. I like how he's rapping rhyme and makes everything on time. But this makes sense.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm 52. I'm tired of talking.
Ma'am.
Let's break down Columbus statue.
Mm.
Let's burn down some things, man.
Ma'am.
Let's make
ma'am.
Some things. Ma'am. Yeah, let them show. Let them understand. Because they're living good off of our land and our money.
ma'am, I don't know what to say. I
don't, that's the truth. All you have to say is thank you for your call.
I don't want you to slew nobody, though. Don't slew them. Don't.
If I have to, I will. You don't have to worry about that, baby. I'll take care of my
things. She's a good woman. Ma'am, she's a good woman. We go.
Yeah, take care of my things, man. I make sure everything covered.
We can work this out. We can work this out.
Be better, man. Because yeah. I don't even run my turn of this country and all.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, man. They're another country giving their talents and resources.
Yeah. I feel for you, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. God bless y'all.
God bless you too, ma'am. Yes. We can have a show about this because it seems like a number of people are frustrated. And not frustrated with this administration per se, but frustrated at the system. And they believe they're second-class citizens in their own country. To the point where the man say, he just got to do something. Woman say, slew them. Right? Yeah. Yeah. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. I can try to come up with some answers for tomorrow. Right? Yeah. I understand the frustration, but you can't be violent. You can't be burning down things. You can't be burning, because I can lock them up. I ain't gonna feel no sympathy for you if you burn down the people's place. Ah, boy. This has been Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri. You have a blessed day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.